Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And in just a couple moments, Mandy Kalara is going to be calling into the studio. And Mandy is the founder of several different concepts, so I'm going to be speaking about all three of them, actually. Forever Brands, Crowd Franchise, and Forever Yogurt. What happened with this concept was about several months ago, I saw an article. It was entitled, $1,000 to become an owner of a Forever Yogurt. So I said, that certainly got my attention. Here's the first paragraph of the article. It's by Matt Present, and it was in the Sun Times. And it starts off, ever nursed the fantasies of walking into a bustling business in a hip neighborhood and skipping to the front of the line? And then when someone asks, hey, what do you think you're doing? You smile generously and say, it's okay. I own the place. Crowd Franchise will offer small stakes in ownership in exchange for corresponding investment from community members. So, for example, put in 2% of the cost of the franchise, and you get to call 2% of the store your own, along with 2% of the profits and 2% of its voting share. So the real message here is that it's a kind of opportunity to explore new ways to open, support, and finance new franchises. To me, it was certainly what stood out about this article is this whole, it was like a community approach, you know, and kind of like a way to almost like build community. Here in this part of in eastern Pennsylvania, we've had a lot of new franchises just finally starting to move into a lot of like open spaces that have been there for years. And what that's actually done is it certainly brings tourists and community down to is what we call like Main Street in Easton. So I thought of this concept as also like a great way of just kind of like building community in your area. So Mandy's going to address all those questions for our listeners today. And we'll just play a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm glad I finally got to connect with you. It's fantastic.
Sorry about
that. Finally have you on the show. That's okay. You know, I read about you, I would say it was about 6 or 7 months ago. I think it was in one of like the Sun Times or something like that, and we were, you know, reading about Crowd Franchise, and I guess that was the kind of like beginning of when things were happening. So, you know, maybe we could just jump right into that because I think a lot of our listeners are very interested in this whole concept.
Sure.
Crowd Franchise?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. So Crowd Franchise, we actually launched it about 6 months ago. We launched it at the end of December 2013.
Okay.
Completely new concept, and you know, there's a lot of crowdfunding sites that have been created these last few years.
Yes.
A lot of them donation based, and then there's kind of reward based.
Right.
You know, like Kickstarter, and now there actually is equity crowdfunding, which the Jobs Act, you know, finally allows.
Which seems to make sense, right, Mandy? I mean, again, you know, it sounds like some of them, you know, were successful. Some of them were kind of like unsuccessful. You know, what caught my eye in the article, I guess it was, again, I guess it was about 6 or 7 months ago. It said $1,000 to become an owner of a Forever Yogurt. I said, wow, what a great title for an article, you know, so it caught my attention, you know, just reading through the whole thing, and I said, wow, you know, this is it. I mean, this is fantastic. Can anyone who wants to own and operate a franchise now have that ability to own one, Mandy?
Yes, so we allow, right now we're allowing anybody to actually raise capital for any concept. It needs to be a franchise concept, or you need to be somebody that maybe runs a restaurant or a business that you want to convert into a franchise company. You can actually go on the website and create an offering for this as well. There's, you know, there's right now there is some restrictions as far as the people that can actually invest.
Okay.
So I think we're on Title II of the Jobs Act right now, which allows you to publicly solicit raising capital for pretty much anything that you want to raise capital for. But at this point, you're allowed to actually take investments from accredited investors. And we're waiting for Title III of the Jobs Act, which should have passed already, but it should pass sometime by the end of this year, which then opens up the system for anybody. Any income, you don't need to be an accredited investor to actually invest in somebody else's project.
That's fantastic. What are the goals, Mandy, for like Crowd Franchise? I mean, like, where do you see, you know, if you're to look like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Yeah, I think that for it to become something similar to, I mean, on the scale of Groupon. So, like, where there are, you know, these three deals of the day and, you know, in Chicago, and you can invest in these three, and tomorrow, you know, maybe it's another different set of companies, and it being run simultaneously in multiple cities of the U.S., you know, and potentially internationally as well.
Wow. What an amazing feeling. I was saying to my wife, Mandy, to be able to, like, you know, go into, you know, like, let's say a Forever Yogurt and say, I think one of the stories was saying go right to the front of the line, and one of the customers said, what are you doing? You know, say, well, I own this place, you know, or, you know, that you know, that's what this whole concept has done, hasn't it, really, for pretty much, you know, I mean, as you said, anyone can really get into it. I think there's a lot of people out there that would like to own a franchise or even part of a franchise, and now it seems like that's possible, isn't it?
It definitely is. It gives people the opportunity to experience what it is to own a business, to be part of a franchise system for a lesser amount of capital, and enjoy some of the perks and benefits that you would get, you know, if you owned your own business. And
right,
I think that's very important for the system. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you're going to solicit those those franchises too, aren't you, Mandy? I mean, again, if you own a Forever Yogurt, I mean, that's, you know, that's another reason that you're also going to go into your own store, when it, you know, as opposed to somebody else. I mean, it does create that sense of community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like, you know, the people, this is happening a lot with restaurants, with high-end restaurants in the city or in Chicago, and I'm sure it's happening in a lot of major cities where they'll get a group of people, 20 to 30 people that come together, and they all actually bring their own, you know, friends and family to the opening and continue to support the store. So, you know, there's other benefits of, you know, besides just having an investment and, you know, or investing in something. It actually can help pump up the revenue and the exposure for that new franchise that you're interested in opening.
That's great. What types of franchises are listed on the site already, Mandy?
So what we've done actually is we put the Forever Yogurt, that one we successfully funded in 66 days. We've just tuned up the system a bit, and we're now launching with some new national brands that we thought would be very interesting to the general public. There's going to be a Marriott hotel where the operator is trying to raise an additional $3.5 million on a $13 million build-out.
Right.
There is a Johnny Rockets. The first franchisee of Johnny Rockets is actually going to sell off a percentage of his Nashville store.
Wow.
And then the other is the other that these are the ones that are most notable. There's a Wet Willie, which is kind of like alcohol, slushy, usually in like tourist locations.
Mm-hmm.
Will be raising capital for their. This is for a franchisee that's successfully operating a Wet Willie's in Atlantic City. They've got now an invite to open a second and third store in St. Louis and also in Lake Tahoe. So they're going to be raising capital on there as well to try and help with the capital to expand and take part in their growth. So these are the most notable, but there are many others actually that are queued up to launch on the site as well.
That's fantastic. What if I wanted to open up a franchise that wasn't listed, Mandy? How would that work?
No, I mean, you can do it really for any capital. There's a
right.
I mean, I'm sorry, for any franchise. There's actually an escrow account that's set up on the page so that you know, you go out and you first reach out to friends and family that might be interested in investing with you. We simultaneously would look for local press in the city that you're interested in raising the capital to build that
mm-hmm.
concept.
Right, right.
And then you would go to the franchisor with funds in hand, held in escrow, let them know that you have the capital to build out, you know, that franchise. And so there's really not an opt-in for the franchisor to be for somebody to actually raise capital for whatever brand they're interested in. It's up to the franchisee or the potential franchisee to go on there and raise capital for what he's interested in doing.
That's fantastic. Maybe we could jump a little to Forever Yogurt, because I know you're the founder of the company. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the history of Forever Yogurt, Mandy?
Sure, yeah. We Forever Yogurt, it's a self-serve frozen yogurt concept,
mm-hmm.
Which has over 80 different frozen yogurt flavors, and we typically have over 50 different toppings that are being served at any one time. We've opened our first store in Chicago in an area called Wicker Park,
mm-hmm.
And that was in June of 2010. We started franchising in March of 2012, and at that point I think we had four stores open. And now we're expanding both nationally and internationally. We sold licenses for China, India, and Panama.
That's great.
And the thing I think that we do most differently than any, or than most other franchisors, is we
mm-hmm.
actually do very custom design to each one of the stores that we build that actually has a lot of custom elements based on the neighborhood or the city where we open that store. Yeah, so it's
that's interesting.
A lot of franchises kind of follow a general template box, and you
right.
if you've seen one, you've seen them all. But we really try and keep some locality, you know, you know, just try and keep this something where the community feels like they have ownership of the store because it's named
right.
after the neighborhood. So.
Exactly. Makes sense. What's your favorite? I mean, you guys offer, you know, one of the things that stood out was you offer so many different flavors and varieties. I mean, it seems like you can get something different every single time you go into a Forever Yogurt. What's one of your favorites as the founder of the company?
You know, it changes with me,
yeah.
like probably every few months, but recently it's been taro, and taro was a flavor that we released about 3 or 4 months ago, and that's kind of it's popular in Asian cultures, but it's a taro of roots,
right.
And typically, yeah, it's like a purple colored frozen yogurt
wow.
That we serve, and it's really good though. It's not too sweet,
right?
But it's a new taste, and it's become my favorite.
Wow, that's fantastic. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees for Forever Yogurt, being that you're the founder of the company, Mandy?
Forever Yogurt, we're looking for business-minded people. So
mm-hmm.
so we're not so concerned with somebody that has ever run a restaurant or has any, you know, culinary experience.
Right, right.
It's really somebody that is organized, can keep their finances in order, can
mm-hmm.
keep you know, employees, you know, hired, trained, and scheduled, but not actually doing, you know, a lot of the day-to-day business. It's not an owner-operated type business, and that allows somebody to actually continue to grow and, you know, open 2, 3, 4 units
right.
and become much more profitable as an operator.
That's fantastic. I, you know, reading your background, studying your background, I said, wow, I said, you know, Mandy's a real entrepreneur. What advice would you give to our listeners, Mandy? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. It seems like most of them have it in their mind that, you know, they want to go into franchising, but we find that most of them just simply don't know where to begin. What would you say to them? What advice would you give them?
Well, okay, so I made a mistake that I would never make again. So we actually, you know, before owning Forever Yogurt, I had no experience in the franchise industry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a biochemistry background and thought that I could learn everything, you know, just by attending trade shows and meeting the right people. But I should have used, and I suggest that anybody that's looking into getting involved in franchising, use a reputable like coach and consultant that can help you get all of the parts developed. So like you're, you know, there's a franchise development agreement that you need to put together. There's operations manual. And there's a lot of pieces that have to come together, and it can become much more costly, you know, if you let your, if you allow yourself to make mistakes and have to redo them later. So I'd say don't be afraid to get help. You know, it's, you know, it typically costs $100,000, I think, to get all the tools together to become a franchisor. And then from that point, you've got to be aggressive and you have to be creative. And then branch out and meet some of the people in the industry, like the brokers and the attorneys, and get as many sources, you know, that you can to help you expand, you know, your business. So,
yeah, I think that's great advice, you know, and it's been a theme on our show too, Mandy, you know, over the years, is, you know, because we do find, or we've heard, you know, many stories of people trying to go at it alone, you know, and I don't know how that's possible. Just, you know, there's just so much out there, you know, and it just seems a little complicated at times. So, like you said, to be able to speak to someone like a franchise broker who might be able to help you answer the right questions, and of course, consulting with a franchise attorney, you know, because again, you know, and a franchise attorney specifically, you know, somebody who knows the franchise laws, of course, and accountants and things like that. I think that's great advice, you know, that you just gave our listeners. I think that is so important because, you know, we've heard of those stories of people just going at it alone and it doesn't always turn out so great, you know. And it seems like the resources are out there for people, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. This has been done before by thousands of companies.
Right.
And, some things you don't need to recreate that wheel. You know, you do try and stay creative and come up with new opportunities and stuff. And I'm actually interested in you know, if somebody doesn't have, you know, the capital or if they want to reach out, you know, reach out to anybody that's already been through this, I'm, you know, I'd be open to talking to anybody and helping them raise the capital through crowd franchise as well.
Wow, that's great.
You know,
That's fantastic, because I really think it is. It's an amazing concept, and you know, anytime I talk to someone about, you know, craft franchise, they want to seem to know more about it. You know, it just seems to be a hot button with people. So I think, you know, you're really fulfilling a need that's out there with a lot of like aspiring entrepreneurs or franchisepreneurs. What are the plans for Forever Yogurt then? While I have you, Mandy, I mean, where do you see Forever Yogurt maybe 3 to 5 years down the road?
I think a lot of the growth that we're looking for and where we see the opportunity is international. So we're looking to secure partnerships with existing operators of other brands internationally that have experience and infrastructure in place already. Here in the U.S., we're going to continue to expand, but I think that we need to be careful as far as exploring new territories that may have strong competition already. So we've seen, and you're probably aware of it as well, is that there are a lot of different frozen yogurt operators that are out there already.
Absolutely.
And it's very regional. I mean, there's, you know, here in Chicago, we are the leaders, and New York has a leading self-serve frozen yogurt company, and it's the same in D.C. and in L.A. So, you know, what we've actually not probably brought up, but it's, you know, we've actually created a brand that could move into similar spaces, and you know, it's called B&T. It's a bubble tea and bao concept. So Chinese, these like Chinese sandwiches that we make in a bunch of different variety. And we use the original infrastructure that maybe a frozen yogurt shop or a coffee shop, you know, or a sandwich shop or a smoothie shop. We leave everything the way it is, redecorate the store, and put tea brewers and warmers for the baos. Very inexpensive build out, and I know there's a lot of inventory out there, you know, from like saturation and sandwich shops, and even yogurt shops or coffee shops, and You know, that's something that I wanted to introduce to you as well.
Maybe we could talk to some about that too, because I know, you know, well, actually, yeah, Forever Brands, is interesting. When I introduced or did the introduction in the beginning, we were talking about, you know, I said Mandy Kolar, the founder of Forever Brands, Crowd Franchise, and Forever Yogurt. You know, so maybe you could talk a little bit about Forever Brands and how that's, you know, different or part of this whole thing.
Yeah. So Forever Brands, so obviously it was Forever Yogurt was the first franchise that we operated.
Right.
We've learned these last couple of years that the market is becoming saturated for frozen yogurt, and
okay.
also have learned that there is good infrastructure that's already been built and that can be reused, right? So
right.
We tried to think of a brand that would do well and target similar demographics to where somebody might have opened a yogurt shop or a coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
And found that, you know, bubble tea is really trending a lot in California, definitely, and we're seeing it, you know, on the East Coast as well. Well, we're starting kind of where we started Forever Yogurt here, Central, and there's not a lot of competition as far as, like, bubble
right.
tea brand. We're going to be very conscious of, you know, of the cost of building out these stores,
mm-hmm.
so we're trying to stay around $100,000 for build-outs or
right.
for B&T. Even keep some of the yogurt machines, if it was a former frozen yogurt store, keep two or three of those machines, put Asian frozen yogurt flavors in them, like taro and lychee and mango. And then allowing somebody a new opportunity, you know, with the, you know, all of the infrastructure, plumbing, electric, already done in that space, ceilings are already
right.
done.
Which
and that,
is important,
I think
too, isn't it, Mandy? I mean, because, you know, a lot of our listeners, we found, you know, in doing these interviews almost 8 years now, you know, we've found that, you know, a lot of those things in the beginning are a little overwhelming. You know, we've heard of the stories of, you know, plumbing and electric and all that other stuff. You know, so I think that's fantastic.
Somebody's done it before, and you might as well, you know, use
right.
that infrastructure if it's there and target that as for your next location.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. How do our listeners get more information, you know, on all of these different, you know, services that you provide? You know, whether it's Forever Brands, Crowd Franchise, Forever Yogurt. Do you want to plug any of those websites?
Yeah, I think that, the parent company, Forever Brands, it's at www.forever-brands.com.
Okay.
And then, yeah, to reach out to me, probably the easiest email is my first name, Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y. At foreveryogurt.com. Those are probably the best ways
to
get in touch with us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, it was a pleasure to, you know, have you on the show. Again, I've been following you now for quite some time now. You know, I remember seeing you on a couple, like, CNN clips, and, you know, I've seen the articles written about you over time. So, you know, for me, it's a pleasure to finally have you on the show. And, you know, I'd already like to invite you back next year, Mandy. As you
no, I love
grow.
It.
I think this is a great concept, and I think you're really on to something. So I'm going to continue watching.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Marty. And I appreciate being on the show as well. And
my pleasure,
I'll
Mandy.
I'll keep you up to date with things.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews, approaching that magic number 250, and during that time frame, you can imagine we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Last week, we did a Franchise Rewind with Tariq Farid, and Tariq is the founder of the Edible Arrangements Franchise Opportunity. And if you're new to franchising, or if you just started your franchise search, this will really put things in perspective as far as what makes a successful franchisee. So we're going to call this one the Franchise Secret. do whatever this guy says, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So, again, enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews.
Diversity, too, it sounds like, of your franchisees, Tarek, you know, in studying edible arrangements, you know, I mean, it sounds like it's been lawyers and accountants and just a nice mix, you know?
A very nice mix, to a point, you know, even to a point where it surprised us in the beginning. And I remember when we started franchising in the beginning, I had no franchise experience. I mean, I was a retailer, and I was making this product with my brother and delivering it. And you would have people coming up and saying, I want to buy a franchise. And, you know, Don could appreciate this because he's been here in it for a while. Another, I remember talking to Michael Saeed and everyone. And, somebody would say, I'm a lawyer. I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And so they go, wait a minute, you're going to go from a lawyer and cutting fruit? You know, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You know, and then we have some of these people in our system right now, and they're very, very successful business people. And I have the utmost admiration for them to, you know, where I kind of was hesitant, and I remember I always share a story with people that I had some people come in the beginning, and I was convincing them not to buy because I really didn't want them to fail.
Right.
And I thought they had good careers and things like that, but they turned out to be incredible franchisees where they own 5, 6, 7 stores, so they do great.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of if you just follow the system, no matter what your background is, and usually age might not have to do with it much either. Of course, the older you are, more experience, maybe you have a little bit of an advantage, but really, you just follow the system, you know, you train them in everything, a very high chance of being successful.
And that's really the secret. I mean, I have we do our discovery days, and I always try to share that with even the prospects. So whatever system you go into, you know, there's a reason you're buying a franchise. And one of my most successful franchisees, who was our third store, I walked into his store after about a year of convincing him how to do it, and he was a successful businessman before that, and he always gave me a bit of a hard time. And then, you know, he kind of saw that we were going in a certain momentum, and he started to follow, and he sat in front of his whole crew one day and said, okay, guys, from now on, whatever these guys say goes. However they say it, we do it. We don't question it, and when their trainers come in or they come in, and he is the most successful franchisee in our system. He is single-handedly the most successful franchisee in our system. And all it is that as he's duplicated, his concept from one store to two to three to four, he followed that simple formula. And, you know, the burden was on us to make sure that we provide him the solutions, provide him the support, be it him, his managers, and from that he benefited. And he's, you know, he may have 1 or 2 years of experience of running the stores. We had 5 or 6 by then. So that's exactly what it has done, and it does work every time.
Yeah, that's a great story, Tarek, because it's been a common theme on our show, Don, hasn't it? Where we've had some of the most successful franchisees to some pretty big systems, and they've all said the same thing, Tarek, is all they did was just follow the system. You know, they didn't change anything, and became very successful. You know, so that's great to hear.
And especially if it's working, if you're getting on board a system that is working, that is growing. You know, what do they say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, so
absolutely.
Why do anything? Just take advantage of it. And I always use that analogy of, you know, with some of our franchisees to say, you know, I hate to take it down to this level, but it is kind of a kindergartner / sixth grader effect, where I've been in this building 6 years, so I kind of know every corner and the nook and cranny, and I know how the principal, what he likes and what he doesn't like. You need to learn, so let me teach you. You know, so you're coming in, and then you see and you see some incredible transformation. We have some incredible stories, and I'm sure every franchise system does. And the success that we have, you know, it has to do with these great franchisees that we've had that have taken on and actually listened and applied some of the policies and procedures and technologies and other things that we created to make them successful.
I guess, Tarek, sometimes, you know, yourself or your staff, if you see a prospect maybe sometimes a little too entrepreneurial, you know, I guess you really have to, you know, speak to them to let them know that, you know, it might not be a fit, you know, with your company.
We used to do, I remember in the beginning doing that a lot to let people know that, you know, I love your passion, I love your energy and everything, but you keep talking about your experiences and how you've done stuff. There may be a bit of a conflict there. We may always get into a bit of a tussle. So you have to look at this, that we have systems and standards, and we've experimented with these. We've actually mastered them, and we've proven them at multiple times. So you may want to turn around and try it a different way, but it's really not going to work. More, not necessarily only for yourself, but for the total success of the system, because there is consistency in everything, and we know what's going to work. So we have those conversations, but once you get to a certain number, a certain mass in your system, that comes up less and less. And I think there's a class of prospects or franchisees or new owners that start coming to you after a while to say, look, I want to duplicate what you've done. How do I do it? And they don't want to turn around and start from scratch. And and that was great when we started to get a lot of existing franchise prospects, meaning they had they were in other systems, and when they came into our system, they found success very, very quickly because they had gone through those processes, and we gave them some tools that they did not have before, and they saw some benefits that they had not seen before, or had already gone through the process where we didn't really need to explain, and they turned their stores around very, very quickly.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews.